1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Is that a dinosaur?
It's a velociraptor.
Oh, okay. Eric Reinert. Spitter. Oh, yeah, that was good. And Trisha on the harp.
No, that was a Dilophosaurus.
Was that Trisha on the harp?
No.
Do that again. That was good. That is good.
And then
how do we know that's what they sounded like?
Oh, we were there.
We saw the original one, right?
Yeah. Well, Dave, you were there.
I was born in Hearst, whatever.
You know, I was just listening to an Elvis song that I was born 10,000 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
You look so young.
Well, this is, of course, this score from Jurassic Park, John Williams composing one of my absolute favorite sounds in the entire world.
You know, wasn't it amazing as you're sitting in the theater and
when you first hear that, there's two different scores, but when you first hear it, it takes you right back
to Jurassic Park.
22 years ago.
I can't believe it's that long.
Yeah.
The movie that made me want to be a film critic.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're not that old.
Well,
you're not that
when
old.
When I was 9 years old, yes, Jurassic Park, I saw it, and it just blew me away unlike any other movie. We're going to talk about our memories of Jurassic Park in a few segments from now.
It's
a Jurassic Park shirt. Right? It's not a little grotesque. Is it inappropriate to wear this? because I bought it for $150 on eBay.
Well, but no. This is the more expensive one because it is in.
it's from the original park.
It's in mint condition. So from the original park, mint condition was a lot more.
Joseph is in mint condition or the shirt?
No, don't you remember the shirt? Come on now.
Come on. Yes. It's grotesque to wear this because a lot of people died. At the park.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
At Jurassic Park. Oh. So yeah. That's why they had to redo everything into Jurassic World. Were you not watching the same movie as we were?
Yeah, I did. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Wow. Well, yeah, because people died.
People died on the last... Oh.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
No,
we're not there yet.
Yes.
We're just at Jurassic Park right now.
We're talking 22 years
ago. We're doing the mythology.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
For our audience, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show in honor of yesterday's release of Jurassic World.
They made a lot of money, I bet, already.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what time I saw it?
Midnight, I heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you hear that?
I don't.
Dave.
Yes, I watched it at midnight, and it was sold out still. They had 11:30, 11:55, midnight was their last show.
Wow. Well, we'll have to see if it's a movie that our audience is going to want to see, because there are some critics here. I won't say names, but they say that it's absolutely terrible.
Here in Arizona?
Yeah, here in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
A critic who shows up 8 minutes late, and they hold the screening for him until he arrives, and then he says that it's a terrible... You'd think that he was, and then he shows up, and then he trashes the movie and says that it's loud and stupid. So,
we'll see. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, well,
and
maybe.
And unfortunately...
They are.
Unfortunately, not everybody has good manners.
Yes.
Oh, nicely said. That was good, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but we will find out.
The name of this individual is envelope, please.
No.
Accepting out.
But that's not important. What's important is what we thought of the movie, and our listeners will find out in our next segment if we believe that Jurassic World is a good movie.
I arrived 8 minutes early, and they started it even before that because they knew I was coming.
I arrived 40.
That's how important
early.
I am, Eric.
Well, I was there 20. I was there 25 minutes early. That is for our friends when they come because that's their specific one. It says to share a Coke with a Velociraptor. And
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, and this is the Raptor bucket that AMC gives for their popcorn during Jurassic Park. It's huge.
And it's pretty appropriate.
It's bigger, it's stronger, and it has more teeth.
It would be better filled with beer.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
beer.
You know, everyone's got the same thoughts.
That's
a
lot of beer.
I got to eat, I got to hunt, I got to...
Have sex.
Yeah. I tried that pickup line last night at a place.
It didn't work?
Did you get slapped?
No, it didn't work.
Well,
I tried to hit on a girl that looked like Jane the Virgin. You know, Gina Rodriguez. You know, only she wasn't pregnant, so it's all good.
But here's the issue, okay? You don't do that motion with your entire fist. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Unless you're a gynecologist.
Chris Pratt. Okay.
I know, but Chris Pratt he didn't quite do it as forcefully as you did.
Oh, well, I'm a little more eager, so let's say. But Jurassic World, it's all an honor. Hey, you know what? Let's switch topics.
Look at that. He's blushing, and so is the T-Rex on his shirt.
We'll talk about last night.
Even T-Rex on your shirt has...
Speaking of T-Rex, where do the T-Rex and the Velociraptors from Jurassic World shop?
T-Mart.
At the Dinosaur.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah, I got you there. Yeah.
Hey, that was good.
I like mine better.
Well, you know, what do you call it?
Yeah,
I'm betting
T-Mart.
T-Mart.
Instead of
Kmart.
That was good, actually. That was very good.
I'm betting that Eric might actually get this one, because I've tried this one out. You know, I try these jokes out beforehand. You know, it's not like a cold open.
You stand in front of the mirror and try them out on yourself.
Yeah, I always laugh.
And you're still telling him?
Why do you call, what do you call a dinosaur with an extensive vocabulary? Come on, it's really easy. A thesaurus.
A thesaurus. Oh, that's what I was going to say. It would be.
And the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
I speak French.
Pièce de resistance.
Okay, close enough. What do you get when you cross a pig with a dinosaur? Jurassic pork.
You are so good at this. You made these up.
Dinosaur show, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, Taylor Williamson said that I wasn't funny, but
did you actually make them up?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Google search.
Yes.
But it was funny.
You know, thank you.
But you know, I did for your entertainment, I brought Taylor Swift and 99 of her hot friends.
Really?
Yes.
That's her? What's wrong with her? She doesn't look like her. I don't like her there.
She looks cute.
It's because Maxim is kind of changing to try to make themselves.
It's called airbrushing.
A little different.
That doesn't
different.
Even look like it. She doesn't.
Airbrush.
So, where's her blonde hair? I mean, it's not her.
Well,
I don't want her
it's
there.
The new her.
I don't like
because
it.
Because she doesn't. She wants to change herself so she can attract a different kind of man that she might be able to hold on.
Oh, look at all her hair
talking
off like
about
men.
Let me show you.
What you're talking about is a submissive man.
The most interesting man in the world.
Dos Equis.
Oh! Do you want me to tell you some scoop on him?
Sure.
What?
If you're allowed to, is it true though?
Put your finger on the notebook.
It is true. The most interesting man
in the world is related to Jenner.
He's really not that interesting.
He is one of the most boring men in the world when he's not in front of the camera.
How do you know that? That's
subjective. Zero personality, according to many of
he doesn't
our,
have any personality in the commercials
many of
either.
Our celebrity friends, but at least he has that you know machismo that you know like you know. But no.
So you mean maybe Chris Pratt should be the new wow.
Wait a minute, that sounds like Pepe Le Pew.
Same thing.
Yes, there is. Wow. Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, yeah, I don't like her there, but I did get to sing "Shake It Off" last night at a karaoke thing.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, lucky you.
I did really well. Yeah.
Here, sneak a quick song.
Where did it go?
I got some other songs I'll sing a little bit later, maybe. But what?
Where did it go when you shook it off?
I don't. It went like all over everyone.
Ooh. How does that song go? What?
Shake it off. I stay up too late.
Is that how it goes? You're actually a really good singer. Brain. Quite honestly. Yeah. I saw the one.
Moving.
The other one, remember?
Yeah, I think I actually have it
can't
on here.
Start grooving. Can't stop.
Wasn't that
grooving.
Jefferson Airplane, the last one you sang?
Yeah, I sang that. Yeah,
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sorry. Nobody beats that cop doing his thing in his car with the dash cam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. True. That was one of my favorite Shake It Off moments.
That's true. That's very true. He had the benefit of being in a car and you know having the dash cam. It was a little in practice. I wasn't quite practiced enough, but I was at my friend's Danny and Shannon's birthday party, and we had a good time.
That was the karaoke.
Yeah, we had some karaoke. We danced some, and you know some stuff like that. I'll see if I can pull up a video with some music of me singing that with some of my friends. I was too shy to go up there alone. Yeah, a little shy.
You were, but last time you did, though.
Yeah, last time I did. But this one, I was up on a stage.
Much different.
Yeah.
Did you have?
There was a live band.
I was going to say, did you have the live band behind you?
Yes.
See, that's supposed to give you confidence.
I know. You think so?
That's supposed to give you confidence.
Do you have a film
that's
of that?
The best kind of character.
I do. I do have a film of that, but it's very blurry, courtesy of my friend Emily. You know, she always films everything, so that's, you know, nice to have friends that
Friends in the right places.
I got friends
In low places.
Go ahead and take a look at my friends there. I organized Danny and Shannon's party. About 30 people.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, 30 people I got going.
That
there.
Looks
good.
Like a fun group.
Yeah, hot women. Women in there.
And, and even better,
Women?
You actually have good ratios.
Yes.
Which is very impressive because that's very difficult to do.
Yes.
Especially,
Nicely done, Joseph.
Yeah, check that out.
Let's check this out.
A lot of people. So, yeah, I did have a lot of fun. So,
Shout
out to my friends and good ratios. Good ratios.
I'm looking at it now.
We'll talk about the ratios later.
Oh, look at that girl strangling Danny.
That's the Shannon, the girl strangling Danny.
Wow.
Yeah, it was their party.
Because they're sharing a birthday party, and she wants to get rid of the competition. Yeah.
And I made shirts for them.
I'm just teasing you, Shannon.
I made shirts for them for their birthdays.
You're so creative.
Of
the
Hobby
pictures.
Lobby. That's going to be your new nickname.
Pictures of me and Shannon on Shannon's shirt. And pictures of me.
Wait a minute. You on Shannon's shirt?
Yeah.
Well,
Is that wishful thinking or something?
Love to see that.
Oh, you'd love to see that. Yes. But, and then you invite your friends out to the Salt River and you get to see them in bikinis. All right. So.
Wow.
But that's
he
fun.
He says with a smile.
Yeah. No, it's fun. We had a good time. But also, last week was Danny and Shannon's birthday. Mm-hmm. I have a big shout out. My best friend in the entire world is turning 4 today.
Oh, the duck? The duck is?
Frozen, my pet duck.
Really? It's a birthday?
Is turning
happy
4 years old today.
So
happy birthday, Frozen.
We know he's listening.
He's listening. He's going to have a corn on the cob birthday cake later.
The cob doesn't hurt him to open his mouth all the way around that?
No, he pecks it out. Well, he was not happy with me going out last night to celebrate, Danny and Shannon's party because he says that, his birthday was today. And he says, you're not going to be home until after midnight. Oh,
And then you're going to leave for 5 hours or 3 hours, whatever.
Exactly. He told me I needed to take the day off. I mean, this is just, it's getting to be ridiculous. He's like a velociraptor. He's the beta and I'm the alpha.
Well, okay. Well, no, but Alpha's good.
Yes.
Alpha is good.
there's no
Who's
master.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, you imprinted him when he was young.
Yes. So yeah. I hold my hands up and I say, and then I put his face in a muzzle and I...
Do you really?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
No. But he does bite as hard as a velociraptor.
Smell the glove.
What is that?
Michael Jackson, I think.
Okay.
No, it's Spinal Tap.
No, it's Spinal Tap.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it might be like a human centipede thing, but okay. Wow. Exciting. But so it should be an exciting show today. Downers aside, we've got some very upbeat things. So it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show in honor of yesterday's release of Jurassic World. So, yes, we're going to review Jurassic World. We're going to talk about our Jurassic Park memories. We're going to hear a little bit about from Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, B.D. Wong, who was in the first Jurassic Park, Colin Trevorrow, and Steven Spielberg. We also have on, I am so honored and excited that we have on paleontology consultant Jack Horner. He was the inspiration for Dr. Alan Grant.
Little Jack Horner?
Wow.
No, little Jack Horner. He was the inspiration for Dr. Alan Grant. He has been the paleontology consultant for all 4 Jurassic films.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
We also have on...
Wasn't that the name of the porn producer in Boogie Nights as well?
It might have been.
I think it was.
Yeah, Jack Horner.
Jack Horner.
We also have on actor Matthew Carteropple. He's from Jurassic World. He's the gyroscope operator.
Yeah, that was
very appropriate part for him.
We've talked with him before.
Yes, he's been on the show before.
He was. I never knew he was already preparing for that character when we interviewed him.
Yeah, very, very appropriate there.
Very cool.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a nice ride. Curator of natural history, Dr. Robert McCord from the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Closest thing that we have to a Jurassic World here in Arizona is that museum out in Mesa. So we'll talk with him about what you can visit out there. We also, this is very exciting, we have on culinary specialist Jamie Dunn. She's with the Taste of Home Cooking School. It's a cooking school that's coming up this coming week, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to this cooking school. So that should be exciting. She might give us some dinosaur themed recipe ideas, hopefully.
Really? Like a Brontosaurus Rex or something?
What is that?
Well, actually, at Dillon's, they do have what's called a brontosaurus ribs.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Well, Fred Flintstone enjoys those.
But that's what it looks like.
But not as big as a brontosaurus
right,
rib.
Right.
Oh, yeah, maybe
and,
not.
And, of course, Saturday Night Live this year, celebrating its 40th anniversary, there's a new film out, a documentary called Live from New York.
Watched it last night.
And we will review it, so don't spoil your review. Don't how was it?
I'm going to tell you everything about it right now.
Right, we're gonna review that
from...
and share our Jurassic, our Saturday
our
Night Live memories.
SNL, oh. SNL.
Yes.
Well, that sounds
SNL,
disgusting.
Not S&M.
That's what I thought.
One.
I thought you said
one.
That, but
that's
I got the wrong
SNL.
Letters.
SNL.
No, that's
and you said.
But if you're interested in the other one, 602-252-1480. My name is Joseph, and on that note, let's hear a little bit from Michael Giacchino. With the score from Jurassic World, which sounds very similar to a score that we heard in Jurassic Park. And yes, Trisha, when I heard this and the kids are entering Jurassic World for the first time.
Through the original doors.
Through the original doors, my heart just opened up.
Mine did too. It was like I didn't expect it.
22 years in the making, and we will see if it lives up.
And it brought back memories back 22 years. When I first met Frozen, when he was just a little lad.
Seriously, when I hear this song, I just like...
It's life, a good song,
it gives you,
actually.
It gives you chills.
Yes.
It gives you chills.
Life makes sense.
Eric,
I want this played at my funeral.
Does it give you chills?
It does not.
Okay, how about this with Barry White?
Harvest. Oh, baby.
Harvest. All right. And
that
this,
does it.
That did it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KCHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
It's Jurassic Park. It's Jurassic Park. Oh, those aren't the lyrics?
I don't know. It
may be. I won't tell you what it sounded like.
Sounded like an opening. Oh, Jurassic, yes. All right, we'll be right back.